Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
25 to 11, Mark McNamara, good morning.
Morning, Sean. Morning, everybody. Welcome to On The Pace for this Friday. A couple of meetings across New South Wales today. We'll get to a driver slash trainer for each of them in just a moment. Going back to yesterday and across the two meetings, Greg Coney took training rights at Tamworth. He trained a treble and Clayton Harmy prepared a double. And our guest yesterday, Cameron Hart, drove two winners at Penrith last night. And he steered them for David Waite. So a good night out for the boys with just the seven races at Penrith, with Cameron and David winning two of them. This afternoon, we've got racing from the Riverina Paceway in Wagga. And they have a total of, just scroll back up, 10 races. The first gets underway at 12:37. Some good racing is always coming out of the Riverina. They've got some really big fields down that way too. They would have been very happy with the acceptances. Bankstown tonight, they've just got the six races, and the first gets underway at 6:34. We've got Ricky Alchin and John Scott, who are going to join us this morning to talk about their chances across the day, be it Bankstown or at Wagga. Saturday night, with Harness Racing coming up in New South Wales. There'll be Menangle, of course, as well as Newcastle. Sunday in the diary has Dubbo, and that is what is upcoming for the rest of the week. Tabcorp Park Menangle on Saturday night. They have a total of 10 races. The feature is the Group 3 Garrard's Paul Fitzpatrick Cup. The first race gets underway at 6:25, and Newcastle on Saturday. They've also got...
No, we're having troubles getting Ricky for you too, Mark.
Rightio, so we'll just keep biffing away here. Sean, Newcastle, they've got the 10 races in the first at 6:03. Ricky's runners tonight at Bankstown. As I said, there's just the six races, and he's got four that he is part of, be it a trainer or a driver, including a first starter in the first in Ellen's Watching, which is one of the reasons I wanted to get him on. If you're having a bet
at
Bankstown tonight, and he joins us right on cue. Ricky Alchin, good morning.
How are you, Mark?
Good, thank you. Busy night, six races. You partake in four of them, be it a trainer or a driver.
Yep, we're taking four over tonight, so hopefully we have a bit of luck.
Let's rip through them. We'll start with race one. This first starter, Ellen's Watching. She's a filly by He's Watching. What can you tell us about her?
Yeah, look, she's a filly that sort of keeps getting a little bit better. She's only had the one trial at Penrith a fortnight ago, and she trialed nice, never really knocked her around. She's sort of in tonight against a few more seasoned horses. Swift, the way the national ratings is at the moment, it's a little bit tricky for these maiden horses. But she'll run an honest race.
Did she feel like in that trial, or did she show any gate speed in the trial, or being her first start, you prefer start that all again, prefer to look after her off the gate?
Yeah, she's got gate speed. I mean, I'm not sure how much, but she's definitely got a little bit, but we'll come out and try and get a position that... Just look for her hitting the line. It's only your first start, so just get around safe will be the main point tonight.
Race number three, you drive at number six, the Hound Dog for Ricky Hunt. Now, this one hasn't won since the 9th of August 2018, but you know it well. You drove it that night, and you have had an association with the horse.
Yeah, look, Ricky Hunt obviously works for me, so I've had a fair bit to do with the horse. He's probably been slightly disappointing throughout his career. I mean, he's hasn't got a horrible record, but he's probably going better than his form actually lets on. He galloped out at Canberra last week and hit the wheels and got pulling really hard and actually choked off. But just the draw tonight's a bit tricky. But yeah, look for him in the coming weeks. Once he draws in a bit closer, he'll run a good race.
On to race number four. Ardeye Special is 11. I'm not sure what Tom's done to him and you guys have done to him, but he is absolutely flying at the moment.
Yeah, he is. Look, he was probably arguably a bit stiff getting beat on protest at Canberra last week. But the horse is actually racing really well, but he finds himself tonight in a pretty hard race with a tricky draw, three off the second line. So, you know, he'll just be getting to the markers and hoping for a bit of luck in running. And it's the same sort of thing. When he draws good in a week of race, he'll get the trockies again pretty soon.
Is anyone allowed near him around the stables, or Tom doesn't let anyone else touch him?
Tom's pretty happy with him. We actually got him just for Tom to learn on when he came up from the bush. Just wanted a nice foolproof horse, and he's actually been absolutely perfect for him. So, yeah, he loves him.
It's a really good story, that one. And the last you've got to shop early. Again, no luck with the barrier draw. Come up with the 6 and off 8. Last start, 3rd at Canberra behind Vettel. Was beaten 17 metres, but you weren't too far off 2nd because Vettel did bolt in that race.
Yeah, that's right. I haven't had him overly long this horse. And I actually don't think he's going too bad. But once again, he's drawn a tough barrier. Nikki, my girlfriend's driving him tonight. She hasn't had a drive since she won on Mo Casino at Albion Park, so she'll be pumped to try and get the chockies tonight. And he's a horse that'll go forward. The last couple of trainers that have had him have told me that, you know, he just loves to grind. So, you know, we'll head forward tonight, keep him honest.
That tends to suit around places like Bankstown too. He hasn't raced there before, but if you can get on the speed, it's a big asset around that smaller circuit.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, he'll be coming out all guns blazing. And, you know, even he's just the sort of horse, I've watched his replays and Richard Williams had him. He done a really good job with him, but he loves to roll more so than just be sat up. So, yeah, Nicky will fire him off the arm and hopefully we can earn some money with him.
Four runners you're associated with or train. Is there one that stands out amongst the quartet?
Oh, it's a tough night tonight with barrier draws and the racing, but probably got to shop early. He's a horse that's actually been working pretty good. He just needs to find himself in the right race. And, you know, if he could get to the chair tonight or even to the top, he'll take some beating. But, you know, it just all depends on what happens early with him.
Absolutely. Race 5, number 6, he has got to shop early. Ricky, thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck with the four out there at Bankstown tonight.
No worries. Thanks, Mark.
Ricky Ulchin joining us there on the pace this morning to look at his four at Bankstown. We should have John Scott coming up rather shortly. He's got a couple of really nice drives. He's got 3 in total down at the Riverina Paceway today. De Longcom's a smart mare, beautifully bred, former Kiwi by Bitters Delighted at the Duels winner Longcom. She goes around in race 7. In race number 9, the 6 horse is John Steer, and that is Braden's Babe, who's won 4 from 11. Hasn't been seen since December of 2018, when she won by an easy 9¾ metres. Always associated with a nice horse, John and Helen Scott. They've got a couple in the barn at the moment. In race 10, John will steer the 9, which is Topsy Grinner from inside the back row. And he joins us online right now. John, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good, thank you. 3 drives. Gee, they look a nice 3 to have as well.
Yeah, Helen's got the team going very good at the moment. And, hopefully we can have a little bit of luck in the run today. And, I'm sure they'll all be competitive. So, yeah, hopefully we're in for a good day.
You've always got a nice one in the barn. Who does the majority of the picking? Is it a team effort? Is it more you? Is it more Helen?
We've been lucky. We picked up a couple from outside sources. And the mare called Moreau Drive, the one at Shepham on Wednesday night, owned by a lovely couple, Graham and Ann Heath from Miranda. And she's been very good to us. And, yeah, just been pretty lucky. Billy Mitchell has come on board with us and bought a couple of nice horses. So, yeah, we've been lucky that way. So, yeah, more owners that have given us, not actually ones we've picked out. We picked out Stunning Nun, who's won recently. So she's probably the only one we've picked recently.
Right. So we got De Longcom going around in race 7, number 10. She'd be one of the best bred runners going around anywhere today, out of a Duels winner in Longcom by Betters Delight. And she's got the motor to match too.
Yeah, that's Billy actually bought her for a breed and a breeder, breed from her later on. And drawn well to get a good run through. There's a bit of speed off the front row there, and she should be very competitive today. She's probably my best driver of the day, and I'm sure she'll be in the finish sets. You know, I'll be surprised if she's not anyway.
And won it tomorrow, 2 starts ago, sitting outside the leader. Ideally, from the draw today, do you sit back and wait for one run at them with that good draw?
She's very durable, actually, Mark. If they're going slow, I can whip around, and if they're going hard, she'll zip home as well. So it'll depend on what pace they put on early, but yeah, she's going very well at the moment, and even the runs before the win at tomorrow, she just had no luck, I think. 3 or 4 runs ago at Wagga, she got home 55, won the last half, just having no luck in a slow run race. So, yeah, she'll be very competitive today.
You must be excited to have this mare back, Braden's Babe, 11 starts for 4 wins. Haven't seen her since December, but she's done an awesome job.
Yeah, she's been played by injuries, Mark. She actually, her last start at Journey, she fractured a pastern straight and went out, had an operation and come back, and she's got the all clear. She's doing everything good at the moment, won a trial on Sunday at Coolman. My son had his first trial drive on her and actually won on her, so he's pretty stoked. But yeah, very, very smart filly, lot of speed, very, very quick horse off the gate, very high turn of speed if you sit on her. So she'll be coming out and be up there with them earlier. I think Hewitt's horse looks hard to beat, Lucky Unlucky, and a couple of backmarkers, Shame the Foam, Hunter Valley and Shooting On, and I'm sure they'll be finishing off. But whatever she does today, she'll improve on, but she's forward enough to run a real good race.
And you've got Topsy Grin is going to get a soft run through in the last from inside the back row. One at Canberra, 2 starts, and then 4th behind Aphorism last time at Bathurst.
Yeah, I actually watched a replay last night. No luck at Bathurst at all. Got home late and was held up. And even the run at Canberra was checked by Streamline on the first turn when it galloped and was back and come wide and straight and run him down. And then Josh does a great job with his horses. They always look very good and very, very, very consistent in his team. So I'm sure he'll have it ready to run a good race. I think 28 Black probably finds a top in that race and be very hard to run down. A couple underneath in the six sprint horses, so I think it'll be very hard to beat. But if the speed's on, we should be finishing off well, hopefully.
It's a lovely book, John. Good luck with the three down there at Wagga this afternoon, and thanks for joining us.
Cheers, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, John. John Scott joining us there. Sean, I'm in desperate need of a coffee after that midnight finish in Sky One last night, so I'm going to go and untie the tongue and join you again soon for On the Pace.